You see, all these attachments are not just a matter of one lifetime. It's a matter of millions of lifetimes, maybe zillions of lifetimes. Right? And so it won't go away overnight. But if we can properly guide our consciousness, if we can become steady in our devotional service, then you see, mind will become controlled. Like, what is actually devotional service? Devotional service is attachment to Krishna. So these attachments to Krishna will help us overcome those material attachments for sense gratification. And even if we are not so successful, by nature's arrangement, it will actually happen. Krishna has made an arrangement. Say, for example, when you are young, you are attached to so many things. When you grew up, are you still attached to them? Then things that you are attached to now, you know, after some time, you'll also grow out of them, grow out of those attachments. And eventually see what will happen. If we live to become ripe, old men and women, then the senses will become weak already. So that strong attachment due to strong senses will automatically reduce. Like what appears to be so tasty, sometimes we notice when we are sick, we lose all taste, you know? Like then the most delicious food appears to be so repulsive. So this is how, you know, Krishna made the arrangement. Right? We will naturally, by nature's arrangement, we will grow out of them. And then finally, we say, we have many attachments. We may have many attachments. But if we can manage to develop the greatest attachment to Krishna, other attachments may be there, but if our main attachment, the deepest attachment, is to Krishna, and if at the time of death, if we see Him standing in front of us, where will all attachments go? They automatically will become totally insignificant. So we have to understand that we are trying, but Krishna is there to help us. Okay, so let's carry on. We don't really have to be Superman to be a devotee. We don't have to become a great yogi to become a devotee and, you know, free and say, well, now I'm free from all attachments. No. It'll naturally happen. So just, our business is to practice the process with faith. Although we are totally incompetent, but Krishna's mercy is there and that will qualify. I do not know how to become free from the material bondage, but Krishna will come and release me from that bondage in the course of time. So with that faith we have to carry on.